Welcome to FYM Yerushal, Mishra's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Ches. We're starting Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, one line before the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Tumo mikol mokom lo nifsalo behesach hadas, meaning, we learned the discussion in the Gemara, if a tluyo means a suffix tumo, can you burn it or not burn it? And this Zman Dharma says you cannot be metame beyadayim. Says the Gemara, but when you have something which is a sofek tame, so there's a hesach hadas. Hesach hadas means that from now on a person is not guarding it so much. He's not thinking about it so much because it's not tahar. He's not going to come and protect it and guard it. So if so, it becomes possible on its own. Midin hesach hadas. How do we see that? Like in Omar Abiyochanan, then Abiyochanan say, and the Gemara is going to bring now three things Abiyochanan said that happened to me during Raisa. When Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph on top. First is Hisia Dvar Toiro. Hesach Hadas is causes something to be tomei midoraiso, because the pasuk says Mishmer is Trumoisa, you have to guard the Trumo, you don't guard it, automatically becomes tomei. Another thing is Achuzas Dam Kerab Shimin Toiro. Achuzas Dam is what we mentioned before, that if you have a Bchor who has blood and you have to draw blood from it, you are allowed to draw blood according to Rab Shimin Midivri Toiro. Why? As one of the svaras we mentioned before, when it has blood, it's considered to be a baal mum anyway. And chavis hashniya keremeir toyo. The second part of the Mishnah Chumas that we mentioned last to Dapim, where Remeir said according to Rabbi Shua that you'll be metame beyadayim when it's going to be lost, it's also divrei toyo. It's also minatoria because it says mishmer is chumoisai, but you read it mishmer chumasi, you have to guard only chumot toyo and not chumot tluyo. So the Gemara asks, so here you have esach hadas. And so the Gemara ain't akin, and the Mishamruhu Shletigo Betairis Achiris. He is still guarding it. He doesn't want it to touch any other Tairis and make it also Sofek Tomei. So therefore, he's still guarding it. There's still it's still in front of his mind. And therefore, it doesn't become Tomei Besach Hadas, and you can burn it. Hey, Siv, Rabbi Yitzchok, Breide, Abchio, Ksuvu. Ksuvu means he was a Sofer. Hagatzmicho. Think to yourself, meaning, what are you going to answer in the following question? Shehoyso Nesuno Agbe Gecholim. If it's on top of coals, meaning it's not touching anything, it's standing on its own, so then it doesn't have to have shemir anymore. So it'll be esach hadas. So then you could go and make it more tame. Omer lei lekeshei tideno. Yes, you're right. If it's on gecholim, if it's on the coals, and there's no chashash is touching anything else, so it does have esach hadas, and then it has a din of tame. You can make it more tame. You can burn it. You can get rid of it. Although we said that tsluyo, you should be careful with it. If it's not on gecholim, if it's not on the coals. The Morgan now goes back to the sugyo. Omer of Mano Levshami Atun Amrim. You said Rav Shimon Yoidel Rabbi Yeshua. You wanted to say that according to Rav Shimon, also he's going to agree to Rabbi Yeshua that he could go and mitame a tluya beyadayim. But I feel Rabbi Yeshua lays who Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning by Rabbi Yeshua himself, we find that he holds you can't be mitame beyadayim. Rav Chaim says he's referring to the bright, so the bright said before. Regarding burning Truma Erev Pesach, that Aliba de Abishua, you can go and put it and burn it together with Tmeyo, because maybe Yoanov will come and say that it's tar. So Abishua himself is not clear that he could go mitam et Tluya Be'adayim. Says the Gemara, Amalei Tanyon Inu, it's Machlekes Tanoim, what does Abishua hold? Tamon, using Abchaim's Girso, Tamon, Abiyasi, Abishua, Abishua. Well, the price you just quoted, that's Abiyasi, Aliba de Abishua. The Yoz, according to Abishua, you can't be mitam Be'adayim. But we're talking about in our sugyos, Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Yeshua, and when I say according to Rabbi Shimon, you couldn't be tamed beyadayim. Taman tanini, we learned over there. Now we're going back to what we mentioned before, regarding a bechor shachazoy dam. There's blood in the bechor. Sometimes I have a sickness, then you must draw blood out of the bechor, and if not, the bechor is going to die. So a bechor shachazoy dam, afilu meis ein mekizim mois hadam divir abiyudu. Shita number one is a Rabbi's shita that says you do not draw blood from a bechor. Because you can't make a mum. So even though if you're going to keep the b'chor the way it is, it's going to die, you don't touch the b'chor. You could draw blood. Be very careful not to make a blemish. If you didn't make a blemish, so then you can't rely on it to be sheikh at the b'chor, as usually when a b'chor gets a blemish, then it becomes the mum and koyin, and the koyin can use it for his own. Because here he did it by a dying, so we goes on him that you cannot rely on this mum, on this blemish. Shimon says you could do a kozo even though you make a blemish. You don't have to be so careful not to make a blemish. So we have your three opinions. Either you're not allowed to touch it, or touch it, but make sure not to make a blemish, or you can make, take our blood, and even if you make a blemish, we don't care. Says the Gemara, Asa de Rabbi Yehuda ki Rav Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Gamliel that we mentioned in the Mishnah and Trumas. Mishnah and Trumas was brought in the Gemara two bladim ago in Daf Yud. And there we spoke about when you have a suffix in Truma, what should you do? Say Rav Gamliel, you don't touch it. Don't guard it, but don't also make it tame. But Ali Chadish brought Dover, you don't touch, that's what Gamliel said. So to Rabbi Yehuda said by us, that by Abchar, you don't draw blood, you just let it die. Fede Rabbanin ki Rabbi Lezer. Rabbanin that said that you could draw blood, but make sure not to make a blemish, is like a blazer that says you have to guard it, even though it's tluyo, you have to put it in Mokal Mutzer, you have to go and put it in a place which is going to be safe. So you have to actively guard and take care of the Trumo. So that's what Rabbanin say, you have to actively take care of the Pchar, make sure no blemish, you have to make it, you have a Shemira on this Pchar. Fede Rabbi Shimon ki Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon that says that you can draw blood and cause a blemish to the Bchar, is like a Yeshua that says, you could take this Truma, the Truma Tluya, and put it out of a safe place into a place where it may get Tumo. Or you can remove the cover of the barrel and let it get Tumo on its own. I don't mind if it gets Tumo. So here, you take draw blood, if there's a moon that happens, it happens. The Gemara now brings a fourth opinion regarding Bchar and regarding Truma. Tani Mishram Shimon Yakis Abishu Miskavin Lasois Bumum. You could draw blood, not only they don't care if it caused a blemish, you can actually have in mind to make a blemish. If the person drawing the blood has in mind to make a blemish, it's fine. The Asuk Yabishua Charayo. That goes like the other opinion of Yeshua. We just mentioned this daf. There's two opinions according to Yabishua. One says you're not allowed to cause tum biyadaim. Just allow it to happen indirectly. And the other Rabbi Shua says you can be metam and be'adayim. These are the two opinions of Rabbi Shimon regarding Bchar. Can you just take a blood and be mele cause a mum? Or actively have in mind to make a mum? Says the Gemara, you don't have to come and say that these two shittas of Rabbi Shimon are arguing the two shittas of Rabbi Shua. Tipati bekotchev shuchal b'achayusu ke Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon holds that by Bchor, you're not allowed to actively make a mum. It's not yours. Bchor is considered to belong to Gavoya. It's something that doesn't belong to the person himself. But kotcher shechar b'achayusum, any other kotcher, the person is responsible to bring it to Beis HaMikdash. If it gets lost, he has to bring something else. It's considered to be that he is the owner. Because dovar ha-goyim le-momen ke-momen. If he loses this carbon, he'll have to pay from his own house. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he's considered more of an owner, and you allow him to make a mum actively in order to save his money. So there's two opinions of Rabbi Shimon, depends on the case. By a b'char, you're not allowed to make a mum intentionally. But by a kotcher shechar b'achayusim, you could make a mum intentionally. Continues the Gemara, if you base it with base, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Shimon, Melokish, time and debut. What's the reason of Rabbi Yudo? Do you not allow to draw blood from the b'char? Because it says in the pasuk, the Gusa of Chaim is a different pasuk than we have here, is Loi Soichal ala Oret Ishbechelo Kamoim. It's a pasuk referring to Bchor. And referring to eat, not the Isser to eat blood. You're not laying the blood. You have to let the blood fall on the floor like water. Loi Tartacha is Domoi El Beshficho. All I allowed you to do with the blood is allowed it to spill on the floor, meaning do Shchito, but not to draw blood. It's exactly the cost. You're not allowed to draw blood from Bchor. Once it goes to Psula Mikdashim, we find this pasuk. Don't eat it, don't eat the blood. Allow the blood to fall on the floor. You want to tell me that you can't draw blood to Psula Mikdashim? Psula Mikdashim means a hegdish that got a blemish. Of course you can draw blood over there because it becomes your mamon. Answers the Gemara Mavchia Barado Lahakshir Isamaris. There, what it says, the tishpachenu kamaim, is you want to compare blood to water. The same way water is machshir, matter means that water touches seeds, so it touches fruits, and makes it kosher kabel tumo. Also, blood is something which is machshir kabel tumo. That's what that post is coming to teach you. Mahamayim machshirim afadami machshir. Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, the other two opinions in the Mishnah we just mentioned. Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to make a blemish at a b'chor when you draw blood. You have to be careful not to make a blemish. Rabbi Shimon says if you make a blemish, it's okay. They're arguing the drasha of the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Tamim yeh l'rotzon kol mum lo yeh boy." That by korbanis, you're not allowed to have a blemish. So Shimon oimer b'shoshu l'rotzon yat rashay ten boy mum. When it's l'rotzon, when it's roy to be a korban, you can't make it a blemish. But if it's not lerotzu, I mean it's not roy to be a korban, so you could put a blemish on it. That's what the pasuk says. Tomi miel lerotzu. When it is lerotzu, then kol mum lo yeboy. The chachamim say afilu kuloy mumin iat rashi ten boy mum. They dash at the end of the pasuk. It says kol mum lo yeboy. Kol mum, even if he's a completely a mum, he's one big blemish. You still can make any blemish on it. Meaning, even if it's now roy to be a korban, you still have an iser to be matil mum. And with this, we end the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. Hadronach parak or la'arbasor. Hadronach alach or parak or la'arbasor be'ezer Hashem. Starting the second parak, says the Mishnah kol shoshu mutar loichol ma'achil lebehimo ulechayo uleoifers. As long as you can eat chametz, you're allowed to feed the chametz to the animals, to the behimo, chayo, and oif. Umochil anochi, you can sell to a guy. Umutar ban also, in general, you're allowed to enjoy it. Others ban, once you can't eat the chametz anymore, also ban also, you can't enjoy it anymore. And lo yasik boi tanur v'kiraim, you can't put it into an oven and a kiraim, which is another type of oven. Now you use it as the fuel, and the chiddush is, even though now you're actively burning it, you still can't enjoy it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein biru chometz al sreifa, the right way to get rid of chometz is to burn it. V'chachayim omer mifarer, you crumble it, you make it into crumbs. V'zoyer l'ruach, and throw it into the wind. V'oy mitilayam, or throw it into the water, into the sea. Meaning not necessarily have to burn it. Says the one kol shoh v'chulei, omer avimi mantana kol shoh shumuto lecho muto l'achil. Asu lechol, asu lachil. Our Mishnah says, when you can eat it, you can feed and enjoy it. Mashra from here, the diuk is that if asu loichel, asu lachil. If you're not allowed to eat it, so now you now give it to someone else to eat. Now give the animals to eat. You're not allowed to enjoy it. Who is this shita? Rabbi Meir. That's the shita of Rameir. Because according to Rameir, as we learned in the previous parak, you can eat chametz until the fifth hour, including the fifth, and in the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to enjoy it. Pram Rabbi Yudo, but according to Rabbi Yudo, then the fifth hour you can't eat, but you don't have to burn yet. Chamishi is the fifth hour. I'll be sure so lechol mutar la'achil. Even though you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, you could still enjoy it because you don't have to burn until the sixth hour. So you have an hour where you could still enjoy the chametz, but not eat the chametz. Says the Gemara, Eisiv Raboi Vatanina. We learn Seor Yisarev. Seor means a chametz which is not a full chametz. It's not considered to be chametz gomer. So if you have to burn it, someone eats it, he's potter, because it's not a chametz gomer. You can feed it to the dogs. So here you see something which is not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to feed the dogs. Meaning, the Mishnah seemed to say that anytime you can't eat, you can't enjoy, you can't feed it to the dogs. And here you see there's some chametz you can't eat, but you could feed. I didn't come to give you a rule that any chametz you can't eat, you can't feed. That was not the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is talk about the hours. The hour that you can eat, you can also feed and enjoy it. The hour you can't eat, you can't enjoy it, like a mayor that holds, once the Isur Achila starts, it's when you have to burn the chametz, so you can't enjoy it at all. But in the Kanami, there is some type of chametz that you're not allowed to eat, but you are allowed to enjoy. The Mishnah is not referring to that. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Yud Beis.